I was reminded as I was thinking about this interest, might say obsession of yours, the famous Voltaire quote about once a philosopher, twice a pervert. And I wondered what draws you, what drew you back to Radiohead?
Well, actually, when I made the first record, I had already been still doing more songs. So a second record was already in mind when the first one was out. And it's, as you say, it's a terrible idea because at a certain point, you know, Radiohead's got to be taking out the restraining orders, I would imagine. But quite frankly, you know, the material got better. And I was more confident in my arranging style, and so it was sort of the natural next thing to do.
As you take this music of Radiohead and try to transmute it into a piece for two hands on a piano, are there things you just can't crack, can't do?
There's some things that would just sound silly on piano. There probably isn't a Radiohead song that I don't love, but there are some that I think would sound pretty horrible on the piano. You know, Killer Cars is a great song, but I mean, I don't think I'll ever do some of the really rock songs. It is interesting as a classical musician. I mean, I had done transcriptions in the past, but it's not only your playing out there, it's your note choices. I mean, I'm not composing, but I am sort of putting more of myself here in the second one than I did in the first because of that very disconcerting, bracing feeling of, okay, well, gee, I'm really putting myself out there.
Well, speaking of disconcerting and bracing, Radiohead music, for a lot of uninitiated listeners, can be disconcerting and bracing. Mm-hmm. And your versions, as we'll hear in a minute, are so pretty? Romantic?
Can be pretty? Yeah, sure.
Is that, I mean, does it strike you that it's unusual to in your transposition to make something so at times difficult into something so simply beautiful?
Sometimes I'll take something simple and make it rather complex. There are some of the songs that have very simple textures, but that in trying to get the grit of the electric guitar, I'll add notes to the harmonies, or in trying to get the sense of Tom York's voice, very much like Thelonious Monk used to do, trying to get that sort of between the cracks wrong note playing, emulating the saxophone or the voice, you add certain things that, you know, make it sound more like a human voice. So it kind of depends on the territory. I mean, some of the songs, well, like the song I'm going to play now, No Surprises, I mean, it has a sort of a reputation for being sort of a suicide note. And so the irony of that is somewhat lost when you're actually concentrating on all the really pretty parts of the piece. But, you know, even Radiohead do perform it as a very pretty piece. You know, Johnny Greenwood is playing the upper parts on Glockenspiel, and it does have a very dreamlike sort of sense about it.
May we hear No Surprises?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Christopher O'Reilly playing his own perfectly gorgeous arrangement of No Surprises by the band Radiohead. Now, I'd love you to explain to me, in terms I can understand, what you did with that piece musically when you transcribed it from that five-piece rock setup.
Well, it actually brings up a point about how Radiohead and why Radiohead's music appeals to me personally and why it's attractive for piano arrangement. Unlike a lot of pop groups, which are rather, you know, chordally based, you're kind of chunking away, it's sort of a very vertical texture and structure. There's a sense of counterpoint, more of a sense of counterpoint in their music, without really being arty about it. It's not like they're trying to make a Bach fugue. And most of the ideas are rather simple, and yet the fact that all five of them are really contributing something very particular and integral to the structure, that suggests to me various ways of fitting that on the piano. I mean, so of course, the Glockenspiel, you know, suggests me playing very high up on the keyboard. And then if I'm left with sort of nothing below that, except for the sound of Tom York's voice, then I've got my, you know, the thumb of my left hand kind of taking care of him. And it makes it very difficult, I got to say. I mean, you know, the pieces, as pretty as they sound, you know, it's not really a busman's holiday ever for me. I mean, these are the hardest pieces that I play.
Are you very consciously in this project trying to open up the classical repertoire or the classical listeners' minds and ears to these other kinds of music?
I love the standard repertoire, and I play a lot of the standard repertoire. But, I mean, I've been playing half classical, half Radiohead concerts now, most specifically doing the Shostakovich Preludes and Fugues, which are rather thorny pieces. And the nice thing about that is, you know, as hard as they are to play and to listen to, I can go back and forth, let's say, from the F minor Prelude and Fugue of Shostakovich and then play No Surprises. And it's sort of a leavening. It's sort of a sorbet chorus. And so then the audience's concentration is ready for the next big Shostakovich thing. And then in turn, you know, I'm finishing the first half with a Radiohead song. I finish the second half with the big D minor Prelude and Fugue of Shostakovich. And there's no question, what's the showstopper, you know? So the kids who are there hearing Radiohead are hearing music that they really love and didn't know they love. And the classical listeners are, you know, never having heard Radiohead before. You know, Claude Frank was really the best. You know, here's a man who was the first person who recorded the Beethoven sonatas on LP ever, has no business, you know, having a new idea. He came backstage after a Ravinia concert. He said, "I don't know Radiohead from a hole in the head, but I loved the playing, I loved the music, I loved the arrangements." You know, that meant the world to me.
And another thing you love, you're not ending with Radiohead. You are working on songs by the late alternative pop singer-songwriter Elliott Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
My coming to Elliott's music was a similar epiphany. I mean, I heard OK Computer by Radiohead in 97, and basically that was just from hearing about people talk about so much and so enthusiastically. And so hearing that, I went and collected everything I possibly could. And the first time I heard Either Or, which was one of Elliott's, you know, sort of middle records, I just was so taken with it that, you know, I've got 60 Elliott Smith concerts on my iPod.
I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after.
Elliott actually, as a performer, you know, in his good times and bad times, was just so emotionally available as a performer that working on his music gives you different facets of the song, different flavors of the song. And it's tragic that we've lost him. I mean, he was definitely the most important singer-songwriter that I can name of the past, you know, 50 years or so.
Really? Of the past
Absolutely.
50 years?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, you know, he would probably, you know, talk about his reverence for, you know, George Harrison and you know, Lennon McCartney and Brian Wilson and Rolling Stones even. But I think he's extraordinary. Again, you know, as a snobby classical music listener as I am, you know, when you buy the Mahler Fourth Symphony, there aren't any weak tracks, you know. Elliott didn't write a bad song. And
are you going to make an album of his?
I will. I'm going to be doing some recording in the summer and spring of 06. We'll see an all Elliott Smith CD.
May we get a preview today?
Yeah. Actually, this song is, it's called Not Half Right.
Thank you.
listening to Not Half Right, a song by the late Elliott Smith being performed in his arrangement by the pianist Christopher O'Reilly. Christopher O'Reilly is also the host of From the Top, the music program featuring young artists on public radio. You can find out more about him and his Radiohead recordings at studio360.org. And for the pianists among you, you can get the sheet music that he's arranged at christopheroreilly.com. I'm Kurt Anderson, and you've been listening today to Studio 360. I hope you'll join us again for next week's show.